New polls out today show Mitt Romney leading the pack of presidential contenders in Wisconsin by 7 points and way ahead in Maryland, ahead of tomorrow's primaries in those states and the District of Columbia. In Wisconsin, the primary is taking place against a backdrop of state politics. Just this past Friday, opponents of the anti-union governor, Scott Walker, got the go-ahead for a recall election, which is now scheduled for June 5th. So let's check in with Wisconsin State Journal reporter Mary Spacuzza in Madison. So, Mary, both state and presidential elections, what's it like there today?
Gosh, the state has really been torn apart over the last year. Shortly after Governor Scott Walker took office and introduced a very sweeping measure that all but eliminated collective bargaining for public workers. And, you know, in the wake of the protests we've had now, this is our second wave of recall elections targeting Governor Walker himself, the lieutenant governor, four Republican state senators. It has really just gotten people very, very riled up.
We're reading stories about families torn apart, you know, because some might be pro-union, some not. Sleepy elections for local governments where suddenly they're fighting over things like benefit plans and work rules because other towns are taking up the idea instituted by the governor.
Yeah, it's filtered down to really every election, I would say, where we have some candidates running for smaller boards, county boards, school boards. It's almost like they're running either against Scott Walker or with Scott Walker. He's really become kind of a lightning rod of where you stand politically.
Well, we understand as the signatures that were required for a recall were certified last Friday, the primary is now set for May 8th, the general election June 5th, as we said. So this is going to be quite contentious there in Wisconsin. And you have the presidential election. Mitt Romney strongly backed Governor Walker at the time when he removed bargaining rights for all unions but police and fire. But you were at an event with three candidates, Romney, Santorum, and Gingrich. They all supported the governor?
All of them got huge applause when they said basically different variations of I stand with Scott Walker. Romney went as far to really kind of bash unions and say, I'm not opposed to people joining unions, but they shouldn't be forced to do so. And people should be having money taken out of their paycheck and given to certain political candidates.
Well, what else are voters in Wisconsin considering as they go to the polls tomorrow? A new USA Today Gallup poll is showing women abandoning the GOP in favor of President Obama, whose lead in some states has grown by 18 points, many blaming the contraception debate. What else is resonating for people in Wisconsin? Why else would they pick a candidate?
Yeah, I think on Saturday, a lot of them did get applause for comments about standing with Walker. Romney repeated that he wants to defund Planned Parenthood. Similarly, we've had quite a number of measures in the state legislature to put some restrictions on abortion rights, repeal a sex education bill. You know, it'll be interesting to see how women voters in Wisconsin respond to that. I think there are certainly conservative women who applaud their moves, but there are probably some independent and certainly Democratic women who are not happy with them right now.
Well, as you said at the outset, Wisconsin is a state that's sort of in some ways at battle with itself. It's a state with a long populist Democratic history, but now the home state of Republican stars like Paul Ryan, who is backing Mitt Romney. So this election season, pretty vibrant one.
Yes. There will never be a dull moment in Wisconsin. And we here used to think we were kind of political flyover territory, but no more.
Wisconsin State Journal reporter Mary Spacuzza. Mary, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.